And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. Over the next 15 minutes, we'll discuss strategies of ways to improve your current or future retirement income. But again, I'm going to have another guest, a guest we had on last week on our show, Gord Neal, CEO of Hospice Halifax, decided to come back. I wanted to add some more questions about hospice care. Again, because one of my clients had gone through this, and his wife was very pleased with the care that he got on his final days of his life. So we had Gord come back. There's some more questions, and I want people to know. We had some few calls on it to explain a bit more about Hospice Halifax and what you do. Welcome once again, Gord. Welcome.
Thank you. Back. Thanks for being here. Or the nice to be here.
And so let's go through, again, some review from last week and some more questions. So first off, the basic, again, what is a hospice and what do you do there?
So a hospice is, in our case, it's in many cases, it's ours is a 10-bedroom, all private room facility. It's 15,000 square foot home is what it looks like. It's in the south end of Halifax, and it's a place where it's a location where people may choose to spend their final days.
So it's your final home away from home.
Could be, yeah. So most of us in Canada, Roger, want to die at home. About 90% prefer that. But when that's not a practical alternative, hospice may be the next best thing for the patient and their family.
And who decides that? Who decides that? I think it's time that the patient is aware of it, or a family makes that decision, or they see their doctor and they obviously contact you. And
yes.
And it's reviewed and yes.
Yeah, so the way it works is that the patient and their family members would probably collaborate with their healthcare professional, usually their doctor, to determine whether the patient might be appropriate for hospice care. Most people facing end of life in the hospital are appropriate for hospice care. And so it's an alternative setting as opposed to the hospital or your home.
It must be, choice. I guess, the idea being more comfortable. I'm here with family in a comfortable setting, not in a hospital bed by myself, alone. And so they have access to me, I assume. And so I guess if I am a patient, when I come to a hospice, what services, what can I expect? How am I going to be, treated? What are the services provided to me?
So there's the obvious one, which is clinical care by doctors and nurses. But in addition to that, we have staff that provide housekeeping and food and the like. But in essence, what we're doing is providing what we call holistic care for both the patient and their family. So we're looking after their mental, spiritual, physical, emotional well-being. That's essentially what we're trying to accomplish.
So my family takes the journey with me.
Correct.
And then they're not. Sounds great. And we're going to get into the history of hospice in just a second, but right now, Riley, let's take a short 30-second break.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back talking with Gord Neal, CEO, Hospice Halifax. So a little bit of history first, and we'll get into what's happening right now. When did Hospice Halifax open?
It opened May 16th, 2019, so we're just 2 years old now. And
it's a new building. It's all
brand new. Now that sounds like short lived, but the society was actually the nonprofit or charitable organization was actually founded way back in around 2000, and by a bunch of very well meaning and hard working volunteers, and so they worked for nearly 20 years to make this thing a reality, raising money and building awareness.
So who operates the hospice?
So Hospice Halifax is a charitable nonprofit, and we operate the hospice. Some people think, it must be run by the government, but it's not. We operate it. We're governed by a board of directors, and I'm the CEO, and I have a staff of about 50 full-time and part-time people. And so we operate the hospice and set our own policies and guidelines. We do work very, very closely with the Department of Health and Wellness and the Nova Scotia Health Authority to be sure that our standards and practices are at the utmost high level.
And the staff that come in are nurses and doctors and, yep, and healthcare providers.
Yep. We employ, you know, our team includes doctors, obviously. There's a doctor either present or on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are always a registered nurse on duty 24/7. We have a care team of three in the daytime to look after 10 patients and two people at nighttime to look after those
patients. That was the question. So the size, you're 10 patients, 10 rooms.
Yep.
So I would assume, as life and demographics change, you'll need more space.
Yeah, so long ago when I started volunteering for this organization, we determined that for our population in Halifax, we ought to have about 30 hospice beds. Today we have 10, and we'd love to see 20 more.
Do you need more hospices throughout the province? Are there others?
Yes. So we were the first in Nova Scotia to open, but since that time, last fall, the Valley Hospice Foundation opened their hospice in Kenville, near the hospital. And there's currently in Cape Breton in Sydney, there's a hospice under construction due to open this fall or maybe summer.
Similar size?
10 beds, both of them.
10 beds.
Yep.
But Halifax should have at least 30.
One of our ambitions is to add another 10 beds as soon as we possibly can.
But you'll need another building?
Yeah, it would be another, you know, $5-7 million in capital and then another $1 million a year thereabouts in operating costs. So it's a big undertaking.
So how do you raise funds for that?
So, you know, the last go around, we had a capital campaign, and that campaign was successful thanks to the generosity of donors in our community. We were successful in raising about $8 million. And last year, about 8,000 people contributed to our financial well-being to support the operations, and we raised over $1 million last year from the community. Our ambition is to raise $1.5 million this year.
That's a great ambition. Now, during COVID, how tough is that to do? I guess COVID has a lot of impact. First off, we'll get to patients, but first off, for fundraising, how does that affect you?
So COVID affected everything, all of us, on the whole planet, actually, but not just Hospice Halifax. But for us, it changed everything. It changed the way we handled visiting. It changed the use of volunteers. We had to restrict them. It actually closed our retail store a couple of times. It's closed right now. And it certainly impacted our ability to fundraise. So, for instance, our biggest annual fundraiser for the last 7 years was an event called Feeling the Love, a big gala party, and 1,000 people at the convention center, and it raised $150,000. Well, that's gone.
We couldn't do that. Yeah.
No. So we had to be creative and imaginative and find new ways, and we've been able to do that. And thankfully, we have an amazing community of supporters.
Now, COVID, the other situation, never affected your building or staff, I guess.
No. I mean, it affected us because, you know, people had to wear masks and restrict their access to the building.
But no cases.
But we never, we were very diligent to keep the disease out because we have such a vulnerable population. And in order to keep people safe, we had lots of restrictions. And we were successful, so far at least, in keeping the disease out.
But family members today can still come see their loved ones and share their last experience together, idea.
Absolutely. Patients need and want, and family need and want to be together at end of life, and it's a really important aspect.
Well, certainly, but you hear of someone's mother or father being away, and you can't see them, and they just go away,
yes,
and you don't get a chance to say goodbye in months, and it's got to be difficult.
It's been horrible for people.
Now, my client, who is where I had you on the show, a client that was in to see me, and his wife was so impressed with your facility, upset, of course, or distressed that her husband had to be there, but what a place to be during those final days, and spoke highly of your area, of your place. So her first question said, Roger, you should see this. It's just fabulous. You know, if it has to be. You know, the rooms, the surroundings, the staff, the food. Her question and my question was, yes, the patient. She said, who's paying for this? So the patient does not pay for this.
No, it's free to the patient. The charity, the Hospice Halifax, has an arrangement with the Department of Health whereby we receive approximately $1 million a year in funding from them. And then we need to raise up this year about $1.5 million in the community.
It was vital. Yeah, she was very, yeah. So for the client, no cost and great care. So it is a place, I guess, when there's no more cure, but there's lots of care to give around. The Hospice Halifax is where people. So you must be quite a waiting list or people to get in?
The waiting list comes and goes, but generally, yes, there are people waiting. You know, we've admitted 237 patients in the couple years we've been open. And we know that there's probably a similar number of patients who would have been appropriate for hospice who weren't able to access a bed. So we clearly need to expand our capacity.
I know I asked the question last time, but are there restrictions? How old, how young do you have to be? How ill? Are you not ill enough? Are you too beyond the right words? But what are the criteria to be a patient in hospice?
So those criteria are very clearly spelled out on our website at hospicehalifax.ca, and you can go there under information and find that. But generally, most patients who are experiencing end of life who don't require certain treatment regimens, for instance, dialysis or blood transfusions, those are services we don't provide at hospice. But for the vast majority of people who face a life-limiting illness, they're at end of life, most of those patients are appropriate for hospice care.
And again, that is decided by the doctors and family members and so on.
Correct.
Some people, to ask, I guess, everyone that comes, some people are discharged, or is that...
Yes. I mentioned that we've admitted over 237 patients since we opened. We have sent 8 patients home because of the care provided. Their symptoms were alleviated to a degree such that they were appropriate to go home.
So with that being said, the other thing I want to ask, getting back to your fundraising, so there's a hike for hospice program? There's something you were explaining to earlier before we went on the air.
Yeah, so June the 13th is what we call a virtual hike. So it's an event where people can raise money, you know, friends, family, and their network, and they can do a walk or a hike or a run, and they can do it in whatever community is appropriate. So if they're at the cottage, they can do it at the cottage. They can do it at home. They don't have to gather.
A virtual hike.
Correct.
I should be into that.
Yeah. We actually do have to do a walk, Roger.
Oh, okay. Even better. Okay. So yeah. I thought maybe I could get Riley to do it for me because he's younger and say, I'm doing really, really well.
You could do that. Nobody will know.
Yeah. And nobody would know.
Riley, you go for it.
And just do the sound effects in the background, like I'm really puffing out of air, and then we'd raise money that way.
Yeah.
But for people that do want to contact you, raising donations or raising money, how do they do so? Who do they reach out to?
So they could easily go to our website, hospicehalifax.ca, and right there, big and bold, is a donate button or support button, and they could do that online. They're certainly welcome to reach out anytime by telephone and call us at 902-446-0929, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that they have and take a donation over the phone if they wanted to do that.
And the donations are tax deductible?
Absolutely.
And I know different things people can do in their estate planning and wills and leave beneficiaries and hospices beneficiaries and so on.
Yes.
So are there plans to expand? I know you need to, but are there something in the works that you're going to be looking at another more bigger location?
So we are anxious to expand to a second facility, but we won't do that until we know that we can sustain it financially. Yes. There is activity on the go to develop the funds necessary to build a second hospice and to operate a second hospice.
That'll be in Halifax or it's...
It'd be in HRM.
HRM.
Most likely in Dartmouth.
I want to again thank you for coming in. One more question again. So again, the website for people to contact you. And on behalf, first off, on behalf of the family of my client who are quite pleased, they want to thank you again. I was talking to her. She want to thank you again for the great care that you provided to her husband, my client, his final days, and they were just very appreciative of that. So they want to make that aware of you. And for listeners out there who did not know Hospice Halifax, and I did not, to make it aware. So again, the website they can contact you is?
www.hospicehalifax.ca.
Gordon Neal, CEO, Hospice Halifax. So again, I want to thank everyone for listening in this morning. We've done a couple shows on this. I think it's very important to know this. And we want to thank you all for listening. I trust you've learned something in the past of today's show and last week's show as well. Again, both shows will be on my website in a few weeks on yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can call me, any financial questions, at Roger Hamilton at 902-499-5879. That's 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.